Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Tonight, breaking news, the tornado outbreak and severe storms. Workers in one state capital racing to the basement. This is moving east at this hour. Also breaking tonight, the impeachment effort for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The effort collapsing within hours of reaching the Senate. And tonight, the NBA player banned from the sport for life. First tonight, the tornado watch is up right now. Severe thunderstorms, damaging winds and hail.
Oh my God!
16 confirmed tornadoes across multiple states tonight. Tornado sirens sending people to take shelter. This system moving into the Northeast. Rob Marciano has the track of these storms. The breaking news from Capitol Hill, the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, ending just hours after reaching the Senate. And the developing headline involving Speaker Mike Johnson tonight in the House, with votes now coming on aid for Israel and Ukraine. What about the Speaker's future? Rachel Scott live on the Hill. Also, the breaking headline at this hour involving the issue of abortion, Arizona's 160-year-old abortion ban, one of the strictest laws in the country, will move forward. Republicans in that state blocking the effort today to repeal the ban before it takes effect. Tonight, the testimony from Boeing employees, past and present, sounding the alarm about safety issues. One whistleblower saying he saw workers literally jumping on pieces of a plane to get it to align. Tonight, the Iranian-backed Hezbollah attacking Israel in the north. Prime Minister Netanyahu, his first public comments since Iran's direct attack on Israel. And tonight, what ABC News has now learned about two separate moments when Israel was set to retaliate against Iran, but then stopped. Matt Gutman reporting. Back here in the U.S. tonight, authorities confirming they have found the bodies of two missing mothers on their way to pick up children for a birthday party. Tonight, authorities on the four suspects, including one of the children's grandmothers. President Biden in his home state of Pennsylvania tonight, a state he'll need to win re-election. What he said about the economy and about jobs created in that state. In upstate New York, the video tonight, a deadly police shootout during a traffic stop in Albany. The officer wounded in the ambush. Tonight, the NBA player now banned from the sport for life, and why? The object that crashed into a home in Florida tonight, NASA, now confirming what that object was and where it came from. And America Strong tonight, what happened at the Plaza Hotel right here in New York? It was definitely on point.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. And we do begin tonight with the severe storms moving east and the tornado watches as we come on the air tonight. Severe thunderstorms, damaging winds and hail, 16 confirmed tornadoes across multiple states tonight. Millions now bracing in the path this evening. Severe storms already hammering the upper Midwest and Ohio Valley, heading across the Great Lakes and into the Northeast, with a new storm then moving into the heartland. Storm chasers capturing video of this massive twister forming in Houghton, Iowa, an EF2 with winds more than 110 miles an hour. Those storm chasers finding themselves inside the swirling winds, their vehicle right there in the middle of the blowing debris. And in nearby New London, Iowa, look at this tonight, a home destroyed by the winds, neighbors there showing up to help today. Tonight, the system now moving east with a new storm already brewing. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano leading us off. He's tracking it all tonight. Hey, Rob.
Tonight, an outbreak of powerful storms barreling east, targeting millions for a third straight night. High winds and torrential rain hammering Detroit's airport. Tornado sirens sounding in Michigan's capital. The warnings forcing House lawmakers to take shelter in the basement for a time.
Look at that thunder.
More than 100 damaging storm reports in the last 24 hours.
It's in the field behind us.
Storm chasers north of Houghton, Iowa, practically engulfed by a forming tornado.
Oh my gosh!
Then riding alongside it as it regenerates into a monster EF2 wedge. Winds of over 110 miles per hour. Not far from there in New London, devastating damage to multiple homes. Residents coming from miles around to help clean up. And just north of Kansas City in Smithville, Missouri, families cleaning up after a 95-mile-per-hour EF1 tornado ripped off roofs and upended Kevin Kemp's whole life.
It's just a gut punch to know that, I mean, this is all I had.
A new system threatening the same area again tonight.
So let's get right to Rob Marciano with the latest track of these storms on the move again this evening. Rob, take us through it.
All right, David. Well, we've got the leading edge of this first one coming through right now, and it has not lost its punch over 3 days. Right now, eastern Ohio, West Virginia, and western Pennsylvania under the gun. That's where that tornado watch is. We've had a number of tornadic warn cells there. One is heading towards Pittsburgh. Look out for you in the next 30 to 40 minutes. That will die off after midnight. Next one dropping into the plains, severe storms, heavy wind, big-time hail coming through the areas from Omaha to Kansas City that got hit with tornadoes yesterday. But the biggest risk tomorrow for severe weather, Waco, Dallas, up through Evansville, Indiana, and right there in the heartland. That's the highest tornado threat late in the day through tomorrow night, likely to be our fourth night in a row of seeing tornadic storms. David?
Rob Marciano back with us tonight. Rob, thank you. We are also tracking the breaking news on Capitol Hill late today, the impeachment effort by Republicans involving Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failing just hours after arriving in the Senate. So let's get right to ABC's Rachel Scott. She's live up on the Hill again tonight. This effort did not survive very long once it reached the Senate, Rachel.
No, David. In fact, this Republican effort to try to convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went down in less than 3 hours. Democrats quickly dismissing those charges before this trial even fully got underway. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue that President Biden was ready to sign the most significant bipartisan border security legislation in decades, but it was Republicans who rejected a bill their own party negotiated under immense pressure from former President Donald Trump. Tonight, the White House insisting Republicans should stop playing baseless political games, David.
Rachel, the other story, the other developing headline from the Hill, Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans moving forward with votes now coming on aid for both Israel and aid for Ukraine as well. But Speaker Johnson, knowing his push to vote on all this could actually put his own future in jeopardy. So where does all this stand at this hour?
And David, just moments ago, the Speaker of the House was asked why he believes it's worth risking his job to provide additional aid to Ukraine. And he said, because it's the right thing to do. So he is moving forward with this complicated plan to bring that $95 billion package that was passed in the Senate with aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan and separate it into four different bills. We are expecting votes on that in the House by the end of the week. And as for this push to try to oust him as Speaker, it's unclear when or if those Republicans are going to make good on those threats. David.
Rachel Scott following it all for us. Rachel, we sure do appreciate it. The major headline tonight involving the issue of abortion as well. In Arizona tonight, the near total ban on abortion dating back to the Civil War before women had the right to vote, before Arizona was even a state. This ban will move forward. Republicans in that state today blocking efforts to repeal it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze from Phoenix tonight.
Tonight, Arizona Republican lawmakers refusing to repeal one of the toughest abortion laws in the country, a law written during the Civil War more than 160 years ago, banning abortion in all cases except to save the life of the mother.
The last thing we should be doing today is rushing a bill through the legislative process.
Democrats outraged.
We're talking about a bill that was passed before Arizona was even a state, before women had the right to vote.
But Republican lawmakers tonight defending the law.
We have the best law possible on the books right now.
The 1864 law is the best law possible.
Yes.
A law that is makes abortion impossible for women in every circumstance except for to save a mother's life.
Arizona is a pro-life state, and that law was put into place by people that believe in the sanctity of life.
Arizona, one of 21 states to ban or severely restrict abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Donald Trump has boasted of nominating three of the five justices who overturned Roe.
We broke Roe v. Wade, and we did something that nobody thought was possible. We gave it back to the states, and the states are working very brilliantly.
Still, Trump says Arizona went too far. He knows that voters will likely have the last word on the matter. Arizona, one of 14 states where abortion could be on the ballot this fall. Abortion rights has won wherever it's gone before voters, including in conservative states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Ohio. Today, Republican lawmakers told me they're not worried.
Voters are smart. They would rather vote for somebody that they respect and disagree with than somebody who doesn't believe in anything.
David, Arizona is, of course, a key battleground in the presidential election, but it is not just the candidates on the ballot. Arizona, again, one of 14 states where voters are expected to decide on abortion. We know in the past when it's on the ballot, turnout has gone up. And in every instance, the abortion rights position has won. David.
Will be a major issue this November, along with the presidential race indeed. Elizabeth, thank you. Tonight, the testimony from Boeing employees, past and present, sounding the alarm about safety issues, they say, at Boeing. One whistleblower today saying he saw workers literally jumping on pieces of a plane to get it to align. Tonight, Boeing fiercely denying the claims. Gio Benitez covers aviation, and he's on the Hill tonight.
Tonight, Boeing scrutinized on Capitol Hill, the company under fire for months after that door plug flew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 at 16,000 feet.
I have serious concerns about the safety of the 787 and 777 aircraft.
Whistleblower Sam Salapour, an engineer who's worked with Boeing for 17 years, alleging that 787 Dreamliners are at risk of breaking apart in midair after extensive use because, he says, the fuselage isn't fastened together properly.
I have raised these issues over 3 years. I was ignored.
Salapour was eventually moved from the 787 program to the 777, where he says he saw more issues.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
But during the hearing, the whistleblower provided no evidence to support his claims. Boeing halted 787 deliveries for nearly 2 years to address these issues. The FAA signed off on the fixes. The company standing behind its fleet saying a 787 can safely operate for at least 30 years before needing expanded airframe maintenance routines, extensive and rigorous testing of the fuselage, and heavy maintenance checks of nearly 700 in-service airplanes to date have found zero evidence of airframe fatigue, and that they are fully confident in the 777, which has safely flown more than 3.9 billion passengers around the world.
Boeing has been pushing back hard against these claims, saying that these aircrafts, they're safe. Do you believe them?
The aircraft as a whole may be safe insofar as people getting on planes shouldn't panic. But they need to be made fully safe.
And David, that whistleblower first went to the FAA in January with his concerns. The FAA tells us it is investigating those allegations. David.
Gio Benitez at the Capitol tonight. Gio, thank you. In Israel tonight, the Iranian-backed Hezbollah striking Israel from the north. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making his first public comments since Iran's direct attack on Israel. And tonight, what sources are telling ABC News about two separate moments since that Iranian attack, when Israel was set to retaliate against Iran, but then stopped. Matt Gutman in Israel again tonight.
Tonight, with Israel vowing to retaliate against Iran, tensions ratcheting higher as the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah launched this attack on an Israeli military base in northern Israel. The drones crashing into this village, then that fireball. Hezbollah releasing this video, POV of the drone, in that death dive. 18 wounded, including 14 Israeli soldiers. And as the world waits to see how Israel responds to Iran, ABC News has learned that on at least two nights this week, Israel prepared, then aborted, retaliatory strikes against Iran. And in his first public comment since Iran's massive missile attack Saturday, a defiant Prime Minister Netanyahu signaling Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself. And tonight, Israel's president revealing new video from October 7th to remind the world that there are still hostages being held by Hamas. You see the kidnapping of Yarden Bibas, the father of the two youngest children abducted by Hamas. He's terrified and bloodied. These gripping images of his children, those red-headed toddlers, clutched in their mother's arms as they were taken. And in Gaza, where those hostages are still being held, the Israeli military continuing its relentless assault, striking multiple targets in southern Gaza, body bags lining the sand, dozens reported killed over the last 24 hours, including at least four children.
And Iran tonight vowing a fierce response to any Israeli retaliation. And David, Israeli and U.S. sources telling us tonight that at this point, if Israel decides to retaliate, it's unlikely to do so until after the Passover holiday is over at the end of the month. David.
Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv again tonight. Thanks, Matt. Back in the U.S. tonight, authorities confirming they have found the bodies of two missing mothers. This evening, authorities now on the four suspects they say are at the center of this plot, including one of the grandmothers. Here's ABC's Maria Villarreal.
In Oklahoma today, the first court appearance for four suspects accused of kidnapping and murdering two mothers who vanished on their way to pick up children for a birthday party.
It's very sad.
Those two ladies should still be here with their kids.
Investigators say the children's grandmother was at the center of a plot to kill her former daughter-in-law, Veronica Butler, after a long fight for custody of the children. Today, the victim's family lashing out at those suspects in court.
So much anger, frustration. How can you hate the mother of your grandchildren so much that you want to end her life?
Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were driving from Kansas to pick up Butler's kids for that birthday party. Kelly riding along to supervise a court-ordered visitation. Police finding their car abandoned with blood and a broken hammer nearby. Their bodies found 2 weeks later.
This case did not end the way we had hoped. It has certainly been a tragedy for everybody involved.
Tonight, Veronica Butler's family heartbroken.
Everybody needs to know how great of a mom she was, because there should have been no reason why she had to have that custody battle for so long.
And David, reporters in that Oklahoma courtroom actually say that the father of Veronica Butler had to be held back. He was so full of anger and rage as he watched those suspects get charged in his daughter's murder. David.
Maria Villarreal tonight. Thank you, Maria. We turn now to the race for the White House. President Biden in his home state of Pennsylvania again tonight, a state he'll need to win this November. Biden aiming to draw the contrast between him and Donald Trump, who has spent much of this week in court. Here's Mary Bruce.
Tonight, fully aware that Donald Trump's attention is focused on his criminal trial in New York, President Biden lasering in on battleground Pennsylvania. Speaking to steelworkers, Biden touting his work on the economy and taking swipes at his opponent.
492,000 new jobs so far in Pennsylvania alone. Under my predecessor, who's busy right now, Pennsylvania lost 275,000 jobs. I mean, let's look at the facts. On my watch, unemployment hasn't been this low for this long in 50 years.
Biden's leaning into his working class roots on a 3-day swing through this must-win state, greeting construction workers in Pittsburgh, and visiting his childhood home in Scranton, where he told voters he understands them in a way Trump never will.
Donald Trump looks at the world differently than you and me. He wakes up in the morning in Mar-a-Lago thinking about himself.
The president, well aware that the polls are tightening and that he is gaining ground, has spent more time in Pennsylvania than any other battleground. By our count, visiting the state more than 30 times since taking office. David.
Mary Bruce, who was in Pennsylvania, now back in Washington for us. Mary, thank you. And when we come back tonight in upstate New York, a deadly shootout, the police ambushed, and the NBA player tonight banned from the sport for life. And why?
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, a deadly police shootout in Albany, New York. Authorities saying an officer was ambushed during an attempted traffic stop. Body camera video showing the officer shot and wounded while approaching the driver's car. The officer returning fire, killing the suspect. When we come back here tonight, the NBA player this evening banned from the sport. And this is something, the object crashing into a home. And tonight, NASA now confirming where it came from. To the index tonight, and the Toronto Raptors' Jonte Porter has been banned from the sport for life because of a gambling scandal. An NBA investigation finding he bet on at least 13 NBA games, gave confidential information to bettors, and bet on his own team to lose. Tonight, the object that smashed into a home in Naples, Florida. NASA now says it was a piece of metal space junk from the International Space Station released actually 3 years ago. It was just last month, the homeowner says, the object the size of someone's fist slammed through the roof and two floors of the home. When we come back here tonight, what happened at the famed Plaza Hotel right here in New York? Could they set a record?
Finally tonight here, the ballet dancers and their technique, America Strong. Tonight in New York City at the famed Plaza Hotel on Fifth Avenue, an incredible sight. 500 ballerinas from across the country coming together, and all for a good cause, raising awareness for the nonprofit Youth America Grand Prix, a ballet scholarship program helping dancers across America. All of the dancers getting ready to simultaneously perform that famous ballet move, dancing on point on their tiptoes, all together for 60 seconds straight. Ages 9 to 19 tying their ballet shoes, each with their own number, and then the countdown.
3, 2, 1, go!
Their hands in the air, Tchaikovsky playing, smiling the entire time, on their tiptoes for 1 minute. They did it. Right here tonight.
Hi, David. Hello, David. Hello, David. Hi, David.
10-year-old Adriana.
It was just a really special moment.
14-year-old Kaya.
It was a proud moment for all of us ballet dancers.
10-year-old Jennifer.
I have never broken a record before, and it was really exciting.
And 10-year-old Elendi.
I enjoy just being on point with anybody else.
It was a beautiful moment. Their talent on full display. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.